It is all over here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and it's victory for Setanta. Having lost their title to Burt in 2018, they have reclaimed the trophy that they will lift within the next 5 minutes here at the O'Donnell Park. They're senior champions once again in Donegal. They have won this game 3-13 to 13 points was the final score in favour of Setanta, and the goals were the big scores today, which have given Setanta another Donegal senior crown. The first of those goals came late in the first half, and it came from Mark Devine. We were in injury time, and after a mistake from the St. Union's goalkeeper, Kian Hennessy, Mark Devine capitalised just to knock it into the back of the net, and that gave Setanta a 110 to 9-point advantage at halftime. It was a 4-point advantage at the break, but there wasn't that much scoring in the second half. As we looked down, it was 2 goals and 3 points scored by the winners. Those 2 goals coming from Declan Coulter. Now, at the time, we thought it went wide, but when we seen the replay, all credit to the umpire, that just sneaked in inside the post. That was the second goal for Setanta, which gave them a 2-10 to 10 point advantage at that stage in the game. And then Mark Devine, he got a second goal for the man from the cross, which basically sealed the deal. It put them 3-10 to 12 points up, and there was no reply from St. Union's after that. As Setanta ran out comfortable 9-point winners, 3-13 to 13 points was how it ended, and it was all about the goals today, Mickey McKenna.
All about the goals, I suppose. That stinger for Shannon's just before half time, actually just before the whistle went, the keeper made a bad mistake, you know, and put 4 points on it at half time, and which wasn't too bad with the breeze. But Setanta, in fairness, set up well, and I felt a good move with the took Danny Cullen out the pitch and playing him centre half back and got on a lot of ball, and that move probably won them a game, giving them a foothold. And Setanta just that wee bit craftier and thingy and played against the breeze and stopped Unions from taking points from long range. Yeah. And when they did get inside, they punished, you know, and they possibly could have another goal at the end. So Unions never really looked like threatening the Setanta net, and Setanta's come up with 3 goals. So listen, goals won games, they say, and that was the difference.
Yeah, they had a big drive from last year, having lost to use guys to Burt last year in 2018. It was always in the back of their mind that they wanted to get back here and win a title, and they were deserving winners on the day.
Deserving winners, actually, and you know, 8 or 9 point victory is probably what's in it at the end. Yeah. The Unions just couldn't look like threatening the net, and although they went for goal a lot near the end, but just a wee bit slicker up front, you know, and a bit craftier and a wee bit more class, and
experience at the end of the day.
But experience, yeah. You know, and their main players come out, like Declan Coulter and Danny Cullen there, put on a good shift in the second half, and Kevin Campbell, in fairness, to, you know, a lot of hard work out there and turned a few balls over, and listen, their experience told at the end. And
because you've seen these guys dropping back as the game went on and helping out more with their back lines.
Exactly,
as well.
Right, and that's what they have to do with that strong breeze, is get their bodies back and move it up front, and hopefully that it sticks in the corners and come inside, and that's what happened. Like that's what Davin got his hands on one and cut inside and slipped it to Mark Devine, who's goal, and then Declan, the same goal come from a turnover, who put it in the bottom corner. We thought it was wide, but not well inside. Actually a great goal. So deserving winners, and listen, Setanta have a strong outfit there, you know, moving into the Ulster Championship.
Yeah, that's going to be their next target. But just mentioned St. Union's here. It was a gallant effort from this young team, these young hurlers. They were here a couple of years ago and lost out to Setanta. They're back in 2019, but hurling continues to build in Letterkenny Town.
Yeah, just looking down, that's a very young team, you know, and if they could even get the likes of Niall O'Donnell, then maybe come out a wee bit more to both you and make a big difference. Listen, they're a team for the future, and I'm sure they will. They'll get over the line in the next few years, and they'll just have to take that defeat and build on it for next year. And I'm sure they probably could be back in the final again, fighting for it, you know.
Yep. The men from the cross are about to come up and receive the Donegal Senior Championship title, but Ulster will be next for these boys, Mickey.
Ulster next, and I'm sure they'll be targeted to get a run on the intermediate, you know, and it's a long time since the Donegal team was on the intermediate, and it was upper grade, and but they have a strong panel there, and I feel they could compete on it and challenge, you know, to try to get off their honours again, you know.